Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. If you're going to ride big adventure motorcycles, at some point you're going to let the bike fall over. Not having a riding fall, mind you, crashing and coming off. That seems to take a balance of nerve, stupidity, carelessness and ego. All unnecessary, perhaps, but I guess inevitable in those of us who choose this form of freedom. However, I digress. Letting the bike fall over, or what we call a side stand incident, is a matter of when. Heavy bikes that lean, knees that with load limitations, and your precious paintwork and plastic is kissing the road surface in an expensive embrace your ego and the bodywork will always remember. This is where crash or bash guards come into play. Only Triumph and all of their adventure bikes supply these as factory standard. BMW and their GS Adventures do supply them, but not on the standard GSs. For pretty much anything else you need to buy from OEM or the aftermarket. Now, I was drawn on my newly acquired Honda Africa Twin to a Cape Town manufacturer. They're called Rock Fox. Now, not just because they are local, but because they have an incredible reputation. Not all crash bars are crash-worthy, you see, and these ones are known to take a beating. I was lucky enough to get to do a factory tour and have Mike, the owner, fit these to my bike himself. And what an experience. Each model variant of bike has its own needs for upper and lowers and engine bash guards. But what fascinated me was the comprehensiveness of the kit, with every screw, nut and washer included. But this wasn't the big thing. That was the bars fitting exactly. And what I mean by that is there was no finessing into place. Precision, and that is the mark of exceptional engineering. The DCT Africa Twin Adventure Sport is notoriously tricky to fit guards to. So I say bravo. The guards fit and finish is way better than OEM, and I must mark stronger. The powder coating also seems very good. There are lighter bars on the market, but this isn't where weight savings are wanted, and the cost of about 5 kilograms is well worth it. These will stand up to more than a side stand incident. Now, you are in for as good as it gets. Expect to pay around 6,000 Rand for both uppers and lowers, and if you look at the international offerings, that is way more cost effective. And if you special order, Mike now has these starting to come off production in stainless steel for around 20% more money. These are, for now, by special order only. What a gem to have Rock Fox right here in our city, although we are at the epicenter of worldwide adventure riding nirvana right here in Cape Town. And that's the Rock Fox Crash Bars, rockfox.co.za, and they're available nationwide and from the likes of Flying Brick. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me as always on most social media channels at David Dundee, and that's DavidDondee, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.